Good day, and welcome to the Fairfax County News to Use podcast. Coming up, learn about a historical discovery, how to be an informed voter, Fairfax County's inauguration ceremony, and what's on this month's edition of County Magazine. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. The Park Authority's Cultural Resource Management and Protection Branch and the county's Utilities Design and Construction Division were among several county and state agencies that recently partnered around an important historical discovery during an excavation project for a shoulder and sidewalk improvement project near the city of Fairfax. If not for the initial quick thinking of a county employee, the unearthed historic resource, a buried cedar log road, might have been lost. Now, geographic information system imagery clearly shows the remains of a Civil War circular fort that had served to protect against enemy movement along this historic roadway. Combined with the information recovered about the log road and other now long-gone Civil War encampments and fortifications in the area, the hope is to virtually reconstruct the historic landscape of this area, providing a better understanding of Fairfax County's Civil War history. None of this would have been possible, though, without the remarkable and expedient coordination between county and state agencies from the moment of discovery through reburial. Learn more about the historical discovery and what was involved with the project on the Park Authority's blog at OurStoriesAndPerspectives.com. As we head toward the March 1st presidential primary and 2016 elections, it's important to be an informed voter. There are now two ways to get the latest news and updates from the Fairfax County office elections delivered to you by text, email, and on Twitter. First, subscribe to Fairfax Alerts at fairfaxcounty.gov/alerts. Check the box for Office of Elections, plus any other topics that interest you. Then indicate how you'd like to receive news and updates and on what devices. Second, you can follow at Fairfax Votes on Twitter. It's that easy. In addition, you can get comprehensive information on voting and elections in Fairfax County online at fairfaxcounty.gov/elections, or you can call 703-222-0776, or you can email voting@fairfaxcounty.gov. The inauguration ceremony for the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, Fairfax County Constitutional Officers, and the Northern Virginia Soil and Water Conservation District Directors will be held on Tuesday, December 15th at 6 p.m. in the Forum of the Fairfax County Government Center, located at 12,000 Government Center Parkway in Fairfax. Now, the event is free and open to the public, and a reception will be held in the Forum prior to the event beginning at 5 p.m. Fairfax County Circuit Court Judge Penny S. Ascarati will administer the oath of office to Board of Supervisors Chairman Sharon Bulova and 15 other elected officials whose terms of office begin January 1, 2016. Ceremony also will include musical performances by local students and artists. The inauguration ceremony will be broadcast live with closed captioning on Fairfax County Government Channel 16. It'll also be video streamed on the county website, and rebroadcast will be on Channel 16 at 8 p.m. on December 19th, 23rd, and 26th. For more information, visit the inauguration webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/OPA/inauguration, or you can call 703-324-3187. On this month's edition of County Magazine, find out how to give deserving children a brighter future through foster care and adoption. Help firefighters and paramedics bring holiday wishes to needy children. Celebrate the 65th anniversary of the Park Authority with 65 fun things to do in our parks. Learn about a memorial being built in Fairfax County to honor suffragists and discover a program that helps victims of domestic violence ensure the safety of their pets. County Magazine airs on Channel 16 throughout the month of December, Mondays and Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m., Thursdays at 10:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday afternoons at 3:30. County Magazine can also be seen on your computer with live video streaming or anytime with video on demand. Learn more online at fairfaxcounty.gov and search Channel 16. Finally, subscribe to Weekender, the county's weekend arts and entertainment e-newsletter. Weekender brings together offerings from around the county and delivers that information right to your inbox every Thursday evening. So don't miss out on fun happenings throughout Fairfax County. Subscribe to Weekender today at fairfaxcounty.gov/news/email. That's all for this News to Use podcast. Thanks for listening. For more information about the topics in this podcast and for news updates, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/news. You also may call 703-FAIRFAX. That's 703-324-7329, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. You can also email publicaffairs@fairfaxcounty.gov. Thanks for listening to News to Use, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.